You will hear a student called Lewis Rowe giving a talk about volunteering at a local museum, the Childhood Museum, and giving advice on how to become a volunteer. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hi, my name's Lewis Rowe, and I hope I can give you some idea about what it's like to work as a volunteer at the Childhood Museum. One of my favourite activities in the museum is the 19th century classroom. They've built a whole room with a chalkboard and old-fashioned desks, and kids can sit there and take part in a lesson. One thing you can do to engage them, because, you know, it's hard to get kids to sit still for long, is to get them to shout out what dress regulations they think teachers from that period had to follow. And then you explain, yeah, female teachers had to wear ankle-length skirts, no bright colours, that sort of thing. Actually, a teacher's life was incredibly hard in those days. Employment contracts demanded they had to clean the classroom themselves, go to church, not be seen in the company of the opposite sex, but we avoid going into that kind of thing. The other thing you can do in the classroom is hand out a piece of paper and pen to each child and get them to copy the alphabet off the board. Of course, the shapes of the letters have really changed over time. They used to be very, elegant. Once you've had a go at that, do your signature on the board and ask the kids to do the same. Of course, in the old days, this was the traditional way to finish any kind of communication. But I guess now it's becoming more obsolete, and many kids may be trying it for the first time. Of course, being a museum of childhood, it's packed full of things that kids want to play with, and some of those things are more fragile than others. All the wooden toys are pretty solid and will survive a bit of rough handling. It's more the board games that you've got to look out for. They tend to fall apart quite easily, and the old-fashioned building blocks end up everywhere and take ages to put back in the box, but someone's got to do it. One piece of equipment you might want to think about taking is earplugs. It's actually encouraged by management if you happen to be in charge of the instruments for your shift. Visitors are allowed not only to pick them up, but they can also have a go at using them. There's a load of 1980s video games in the next room along, and they're nowhere near as loud. Volunteers sometimes get to help out in the kitchen from the 1950s. There's usually a cooking demonstration, and then kids are invited to sit down and try the food. The thing is, you also have to tell them about the table manners from that time, something I knew nothing about when I started. But there's a whole age range of volunteers at the museum, and two of the older ladies were happy to reminisce about their experience. I guess that's one of the interesting things about working there, the mix of generations. I've been volunteering there for the last 6 months, and I'd definitely recommend it. They don't just take anyone, though. You have to be selected at an interview. So, how do you make a good impression during an interview? Well, volunteers mainly deal with the public. That's interacting with young kids, chatting with their parents and grandparents, and then there are the tour groups. So, take the opportunity to show off your communication skills if you want to stand out. A bit of technical knowledge might come in handy later on for maintaining the museum's audio-visual equipment, but I think that's something the interviewer will take for granted, certainly with young volunteers. If you don't have any previous experience, don't let that put you off. It's your attitude that the interviewer is going to be focusing on. They can tell when someone's genuinely curious about social history, and that's what counts. It means you'll be willing to learn as you do the job. I think people assume you need a background in archaeology or the arts to work at the museum, but for volunteers, that wouldn't ever be the case. Now, if you're taken on as a volunteer, the museum will provide you with everything you need for the job. It goes without saying that the training sessions are essential. You'll also get paired up with someone senior for the first few weeks, and you'll be expected to wear a uniform, and I'm happy to report that it's actually quite reasonable, just black and white, nothing too offensive. Take care of it, because you'll only be given the one. So, any questions? Anyone?